This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Good morning. Welcome. Christmas is all about giving gifts. That can be difficult when you don't have a clue what to give. I guess you've had that happen as I have. My wife has a much better idea of what to buy. None of us like to receive a Christmas present that's useless. A survey was done in the US about Christmas gifts, and they found, would you believe, that fruitcake was chosen mostly as the worst holiday gift. Just give a Christmas cake if you can't think of anything else. Now, I like fruitcake, but in this survey, 31% of the people said it's worse than no gift at all. How about that? 19% they would hide the unwanted gift away in a cupboard, and 40% said they would give it away to someone else. So be aware of your next party, of anyone who brings fruitcake. Well, I'm wondering what is the best gift of all to give at this Advent season. I suggest it would be the gift of inner peace. What a topic this is. A British psychiatrist said that with peace in his soul, a man can face the most terrifying experience, but without peace, he cannot manage even a simple task as writing a letter. When a person is at peace with God, then all the other relationships can be worked out, at least satisfactorily. And when there's peace in your heart, there can be peace in the home. And if nations, for example, are living at peace, our world can experience peace. And what a terrific thing that would be. So wouldn't it be great if this Christmas you can say, the best gift of all was my discovery of inner peace. So you imagine the treasure of being content with who you are, with what you've got in life. No more wanting that extra something to make life really worthwhile. The Apostle Paul in the Bible was one amazing human being, etched into history, I believe, as God's appointed man. And even though his life was anything but peaceful, he was a man who put up with being persecuted, put in jail, being beaten, going without food, starved, he was shipwrecked. And yet this same man could write these words, I know how to survive in tight situations. I know how to enjoy having plenty. In fact, I have learned how to face any circumstance, fed or hungry, with or without. And that's a reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. So Paul's experience is a great example of the Bible's explanation of inner peace, a coping strategy. Neil Warren wrote a good book called Finding Contentment, and he says that many people seek contentment through what he calls happiness highs. He said that we leapfrog from one activity to another. We're addicted to finding happiness in what we do or the relationships that we have. And in the end, all we find, he said, is boredom, emptiness, frustration, or loneliness. And Christmas is one of the worst times of the year, actually, for loneliness and frustration. And we try to fill our lives with stuff, thinking that we're going to be happy. If I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be happy this Christmas. And as I said before, we celebrate Christmas with gifts. There's nothing wrong with that. But buying and exchanging gifts will be no substitute for a meaningful peace that comes from God through the person of Jesus. And Jesus said in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give it to you as the world gives, but don't let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Inner peace. The secret, I think, for finding inner peace is to believe that Jesus is really involved with us in the nitty-gritty of life, and we can turn all situations over to him. We say, I can't face this. Christmas is awful. People have said that. But we can trust God that somehow he'll sort it out. It's not about money or friends or decorations. The peace that endures even when life crashes down or the best plans just go astray is found in Jesus Christ. This is God's Christmas peace. The angels announced to those shepherds, they were quite fearful. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. That's in Luke 2, verse 14. We can go to the most peaceful places on earth, but find no peace. And the thing is, Jesus wants to give you peace. So the amazing thing is that it is Jesus. He says, don't worry about anything, but give your life to me. Thank you, Lord, that even at this Christmas time, we can have a peaceful Christmas through you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.